Hey y'all, welcome to 90 Day Fiancé Ain't No Way, where we discuss all things 90 Day from a melanated perspective. We're your hosts, Jamie
and Camilla.
Now let's get into it.
Hello, good morning, and welcome back to the Ain't No Way podcast. Welcome back. Welcome back. We have things that we need to address the show. And we're going to get you in and out of here expeditiously. Yeah. I think. Yeah, because even the new couple actually had Loki already had some drama and they just got here. So I still think it's good to start with Trish and Rick. I rewatched a little bit of it last night too, so I'm fresh. Trish, our Madagascar queen. Okay. Gorgeous curly hair, adorable little girly pop, right? She is from a very small village in Madagascar. It was something with an A. The village was with an A. The capital was with an A as well. She's from a very tiny village. Everybody knows each other. She also describes the village as, like, aggressive. Like, if...
He did say that.
Yeah, I was like...
Are we talking, you know, like, outside aggressive, or are we talking about cannibalistic?
Right.
Aggressive. What are we saying here?
Yeah, what do you mean by aggressive? What do you mean by that? She was basically like, you know, if people have a problem, they'll go outside and solve it immediately. I was like, oh, wow, okay. I don't know what you're telling me about you, right? But this is real knuck if you buck energy. But okay, Miss Girl. No, all right.
She forewarning us that if Rick get out of line,
she will lay hands on it. Right. Yeah. She's comfortable laying hands on somebody. She's a midwife. She loves babies. So I thought that was interesting.
When she sat down, I'm like, oh, here you go. She already talked about kids.
Right. She's already planting the seed. I feel like 25 is honestly pretty young to be a midwife, but I don't know. Maybe I just don't know enough midwives. But it just seems like, I don't know. Just something you want to do later on in your career.
It does seem very young, because I feel like if a midwife, I want somebody that's been delivering babies for 30 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to need a little. Right. You
just. Babies you just delivered.
Yeah, you just hopped out. Like, girl.
It's also different. The world.
Yeah, true. Yeah, so she loves babies. We already know that she wants a baby of her own with Rick immediately, even though he got two young ones. Them boys got to be at least under six. I think under six is safe, the two youngest.
Yeah, I think his kids are 6 and 2.
Yeah, 2 is crazy. So, yeah, she loves him. She was really excited to be with him. She's coming out of a long-term relationship. That's actually what brought her to the capital of Madagascar. She was a man with dreads and a blurred out face. You could tell he about 41, 41, 42, just in the stance and the body language.
As well.
Yeah, yes. she like a man that's able to take care of her and has the aesthetic of being able to take care of her because they're older. By a lot. Like, not a little 10-year. No. We gotta up it to 20 at least. 20-year age gap. Yeah, so when she saw Rick, she was not really interested or looking. She was like, no, we're off the love thing. Then she saw him in his body and she said, actually, never mind. We have to see what this is about. We just have to explore. So yeah, that's how they met. Now he is on his way to Madagascar to see her, be with her. They've been together for a little minute. No, actually, I'm lying. It's not a little minute.
6 months, right?
Yeah, it's incredibly fast. I'm confusing them with some of our seven-year people. Yeah, they've been together for about 6 months, and now they're trying to see what it's going to be like.
And she disappeared 5 of those days out of the 6 months. So.
And apparently that was very catastrophic. We think that he was doing something. I could see him impregnating somebody, honestly. That's like the worst I'm going to take it.
Yeah, I can see that.
Or doubling back to an ex immediately. The 2-year-old baby mama.
Mm-hmm. See?
She right there. She
right
there. Right.
Still open.
Like, hello. Yeah, he probably did something foolish because he's like talking about it in the airport, like, you know, I'm really excited to meet her and do this and just be together. But there are some uncomfortable things that we have to talk about. And, you know, I did something real, real, real inappropriate. But I'm better now. OK, I'm better. And we going to work this out. So fine. Yeah. Sure.
You're not ridiculous.
Right.
That when we tried to do this yesterday, 5 days and your whole life changes.
Right.
Yeah.
With someone that you thought you was going to be with forever and ever. Amen.
But it you've been talking to somebody for
1 work week. Yeah.
Months and they disappeared for days and now are they gone forever?
In his mind, yes. He's very out of sight, out of mind. If I don't see it immediately, it's not happening. The flight was 32 hours. His sister dropped him off. I couldn't imagine. I would have had to start walking a couple times through that. I'm sorry. That is crazy. That is so far. His sister took him to the airport. His kids are excited. Well, the young ones, you know, they're going to be excited because that's their dad. They're just like, okay, bring her back next time you come.
Where is she at?
Yeah, you've already been gone for a minute. Yeah. Then we cut back to her. She's going to the hotel that he booked for them. She's very excited. She's like, okay, we're going to get this thing together. We're going to get it on immediately because that's what I'm here to do. I saw the body and I need to see what that was about. So we're going to get it cracking tonight. She takes a little moped ride to the airport. She got a little dress on, little slippers on. So excited. She's so nervous. She's like pacing, but like really heart
shaking in her boot.
Right. Heart beating out of her chest. She's all freaking out, waiting for him. She's so excited when she finally sees him. She jumps out her shoes, literally. They cut to the shoes. She's standing there in the airport. I just couldn't imagine all them feet that are now on your feet.
No, that's what I'm saying.
It's like worse than a handshake.
It's not like she had on heels and was trying to
right.
Run.
Then I'd understand. That was the whole point of the slides for you to be comfortable. I don't know, but all right. yeah.
So that kissing and hugging and touching in the airport literally grossed me the wrong way every time.
Immediately grossed out. I didn't really see their age gap, like reading father daughter until they started standing next to each other. Their height difference is crazy. Sure. Yes. Trish is clearly a shorty somewhere. She's probably like 5'6" and under. Rich is humongous. Oh, well, I'm 5'7". So she's probably 5'4".
I'm stuck at the shorty part.
Well, compared to him. Compared to him.
Mm, yeah, clean it up, sister. Clean it up.
And he's humongous. He's already very muscly and big. So their contrast is already screaming father-daughter. But then, like, also, just she has a very young face, even for being 25.
That's what I was about to say. He definitely looks good for his age, but he looks older. And she looks...
She'll be 17.
No, literally. Yeah.
Like, on a certain day, she'd throw a backpack on her and put her near high school. She could be 17. So, you know, that's also a factor. But they're, oh my gosh, it's so good to see you. Kissy, lovey, dovey, oh my God, do you love me? Am I beautiful? And then he was like, well, this is everything I thought it was going to be. And just even his jive turkey energy was coming out.
Literally such jive turkey energy.
Oh, baby, you ain't got to cry. I'm here now. I'm here now. Come hold me. I was like, and here is that age gap rearing its head. Now ain't it?
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know, I've never had an airport reunion like that.
Yeah,
but I just envision like, hey, love you, kiss, now let's get out of here.
I would want to immediately leave, especially if the one flying. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get it, but whatever.
100%. They immediately get in the cab. They're stuck in traffic that is wall to wall, car to car, and people everywhere in the street. And she was telling, he was like, wow, like this traffic is real crazy. It's honestly crazy like you said it'd be. And she was like, yeah, I told you it could take 2 hours to go down one block. Like it gets bad out here. Like, it's really difficult. And he was bringing it up because they've had little issues and tips in the past where he pretty much just doesn't believe the things she's saying. And this is one of the things he didn't really believe her on.
Scorned.
Right, right. He's like, you young and you, all you young girls lie, okay? 2-hour traffic, yeah, right. It's like, yes.
Back in my day.
Right. Back in my day, especially with all this technology, you were still able to communicate with people, okay? So he's really just, he wasn't really going for it, but after being in it, he's like, oh, okay, well, maybe she's not a liar. She's like, yeah, I'm not, even though you get mad as if I'm always like, lying.
I never believe anything I say.
Right. So I feel like they're just hinting at what the bigger issue is that they have to talk about. Next thing, they're at their hotel room. Hotel is gorgeous. It's like an apartment, kind of, but it's their room. Or like Airbnb-ish, I guess. There's a lot, this is like a four.
We had some really nice Airbnb hotels this episode.
Gorgeous. Honestly, even the airport?
No. Beautiful. Yeah.
I was like, look at this greenery. Now this is like how I want to land.
A botanical garden, yeah. Or like a museum or something. Yeah, yeah. It's beautiful.
The airport was insane. I was like, girl, okay, this is a little bit fabulous. Right. Now we need a little cafe in the front.
Let me go to Madagascar.
Right, like, see, hold on. Because we already talked about it. We didn't even know y'all had all this going up. Okay, 20 tribes. Wow. We know there's nothing about that. Yeah. That is crazy.
We thought this was for the wildlife.
The American propaganda was just this is a wild land.
No, so literally.
Forgive our ignorance. Yeah, they get to the room. It's a gorgeous room. She's giving him a tour, showing him all the beds, and they were making jokes about like, oh, well, maybe we'll need separate beds. Uh-huh. Neither one of them are on that type of time, genuinely. They made it very clear, like, their physical is very, very important, and they need to see what it's about. We're not going to waste any time.
Immediately.
Yeah. You're here for 3 weeks. We need every second to count.
Surprise, they ain't cranking up in the back of the Uber.
It felt like it was getting there, the way that they was looking at each other in the airport. I'm like, you see, you doing all this heavy petting here. Leave. Right, just leave. Yeah, so he goes to the bathroom. She immediately puts on something skimpy and some lingerie. Okay, he come back. He's like, why is production still here?
No, you know what he looked like when he came out of the bathroom? Do you know, like, those old cartoons where the mouth drops to the floor and the eyes...
Yes. It was literally that. It was literally that. He was like, whoa. Where are your clothes, sister? I know who's doing that. Okay, you got the camera still here. You do it. Oh,
yeah.
Well, excuse me. And production, you should have left immediately. As soon as you saw that girl, we didn't need to take it that far. I got it. We all got it. Leave the room.
Jungle Fever love.
I'm like, I don't know what you guys are setting this, like, is this a reel for something else? Like, I don't...
They actually recorded it. That just go on 90 After Dark.
I was just about to say that. Like, oh, so we're starting 90 Day After Dark. Is this, yeah. This is like a little teaser? A little teaser sizzle something? I don't know. Yeah, and that was it. The production, like I said, you've been to the left, but I guess... We'll see more of them and what they got to talk about and more of their issues. It's just, it really just feels like age gap, insecurity.
Ooh, it's something we've seen time and time again.
Yeah, for sure.
I think next we can go get Emma and Zied out of the way. I feel like it was more of the same. And this is, unfortunately, shaking out to be exact issues that we've seen in the past.
No, literally nothing different. I was like, girl, this is so textbook.
Yeah, there's a spectrum of Moroccan, or honestly, a spectrum of Muslim men that we've seen, mostly Moroccan, or in that region. And I feel like he's from very conservative to conservative as hell. He's somewhere in the middle. Because granted, he hasn't said anything about her address yet, but all the touch of love and talking about that in public is a no-go for him. So Whereas picking up where we left off last week, she wanted to kiss and touch and hug in the airport, and he said absolutely not.
Right.
She walked away and was, what word am I looking for? Being a crybaby about it.
I was going to say temper tantrum, so that's yes,
absolutely. He was throwing a tantrum. Like, he didn't tell me.
He said that is not what you said.
The first night.
Yeah. But
granted, he did, but you should know from your better judgment, this is not your first Moroccan rodeo. So you should know. And she was just like, oh, but he seems so progressive, and he never mentioned his religion at all. And he never said this. Also, I just feel like he is down with the cause. But he can't be down with the cause on the street, and he not gonna put that
on TV. Like, girl, first of all, you and me together, we haramed it up already.
No.
We already doing what we not supposed to do for real. So, you in that dress, with people who might know my parents and my aunts and my brothers and my sisters up in this airport? No, I cannot kiss you. I actually want a social distance from you.
No, that cannot be documented.
Yeah.
I feel like that minute he was not clear because he said they could kiss, hug everything night one. Maybe he didn't know that was being recorded.
Yeah, he wasn't expecting her to repeat that.
Because he was like, yeah, I said we could do everything, but by everything, the hand and kissing on the cheek. But I feel like what we fail to realize, and her and most people, this is not just religious, which it is, but it's also the law in this country. Just like right. You can't murder somebody here, you can't be kissing a lady in public, or you might get your lips cut off. They don't play games.
Right.
So he is not even trying to chance it. Like, if that man kiss you and he go to jail, you won't be kissing for the rest of your trip.
Right, you're going to have a problem. You're going to have a problem.
But he eventually, like, coaxes her back into the car. She's throwing a tantrum, like, oh. She's giving him the silent treatment. First of all, they brought the smallest car, and she has four suitcases. So they sandwich in, a suitcase sandwich in between them. That's the trunk is full, and she kind of starts into him a little bit, and like, oh, did you say this? Where are we? Small talk. They get to their hotel. I was not confident either, but I feel like we've been fooled time and time again on this show. It don't look like much from the outside. But by the time they got inside, it was like a magical paradise beyond that tin wall.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, it is so beautiful. She said she felt like a fair Disney princess with like the window and him standing on the balcony and all that. So he's like, so what's tea? What are we doing?
What are we doing tonight?
And
he was like,
said,
getting
you
rest.
Go to your room and I go to mine. That this is where they had the but you said we could do everything. One, he's like, everything is on the cheek or hand holding, but
look, stare at each other lovingly. We could stare
you're
at each other.
You're not my wife, so yeah. we can't be having the sex.
Right.
They actually played the clip in the confessionals for him from when she was sitting on the beach. And he was like, yeah, babe, everything night one. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just lying bad.
He clarified what he meant. Everything like being together.
Right.
He was a little upset with her because he was like, seems like you're more, because then they go out to eat or something. And he was like, you seem to be more into making love than being in love.
I was like, he had to bar her up like that. That was a little word. Yeah. He spit right there out like that.
Absolutely. And, so she goes to her quarter. He goes to his. He clearly put on the outfit that she expected. He's sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
That was their night.
Yeah.
So I think they have a lot of issues to work with. Clearly some expectations are not. They're not on the same page. They're not even the
book. Yeah, I feel like she's too bratty for what he can offer.
Yeah, and he was like, she seems so sweet, but now And she's throwing a tantrum.
Yeah. It's like know. The way, like, he's like talking about her like she's like a pet, like a zoo animal that needs to be studied. Like, yeah, I don't know. The crane is acting very odd today. I don't know. Yeah, this is like one of those textbook 90 day cases where everybody's out of their league in terms of, can we actually handle being in this relationship together? No.
It's intense. Especially, I feel like America or the U.S. is known to be loosey-goosey and kind of anything goes. Kind of our reputation around the world, especially to go into a country with such strict culture and laws. It never adds up well. And again, we've seen it time and time again. We've been to Morocco a few times. We've been to Egypt. We've been to Jordan. Like, we've been to...
We hit in the Middle East, okay? We hit in the Middle East. And the story is still the same with these Americans, honestly. So, yeah, got to tighten it up if they want to be with them. I think we can introduce Aviva and Stig here.
Can I take them too?
Yeah.
I want you to have Forrest and Shannon. That's more fresh.
Yeah.
So, Aviva is 26. She's from Arizona. And Stig is 30. He's from Belize. Wow. Stig is an artist, and we've cycled through a few musicians on it. One being Usman and Baby Girl Lisa, and it was somebody else he was with too. But the musicians, they come on the show, I guess, attempting to break into the American, but this show isn't really the platform.
No.
Came on Love & Hip Hop.
Literally Love & Hip Hop. Like that. That's what you need to hit the main stage, but you're going to hit middle America.
You're not reaching the dark. Oh, it is a, I don't even, what is the music in Belize? Belize and Sofa.
Yeah. Let's keep it there. I know it's not reggae. It's some type of soca music. I don't know.
So that.
Right.
He is apparently very popular in Belize. And you know, with musicians comes clubbing. Clubbing comes women. And men equals problem. They've known each other for a while because Aviva...
She got family in Belize, so...
Yes, Aviva has an aunt that has a ponytail, used to live in Belize. She had a Belize... I want to know more about her. Like, did you just decide to live in Belize and you met this man? Did you go to Belize for this man?
Immediately
Auntie
move.
Is a Belizean man. He had a husband, lived in Belize for 20 years, I think she said.
Yes, met him at 28.
Yeah, so, and now she's filing for a divorce because the man kept, you know, her. So, she does not have a good impression of believing men, and she's really trying to warn her needs.
And he got arrested. She saw him on the news getting arrested with his girlfriend.
Get a love story.
Right, that's how she knew he had a girlfriend.
I just think this show...
My mornings are chaos. I need coffee that works as hard as I do. That's why I drink Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's rich, delicious coffee boosted with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Everything I need for focus and balance, ready in 30 seconds. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
But it's going to be very racial, very fetishy. I feel like this really shows that no matter what kind of person you are, people everywhere are trouble.
Yes. Yes. That's global. That's across cultures. Yes.
No, literally. Black folks, everybody, trouble. But she's back in the U.S. living, but she has to go back down to Belize to work on her divorce. And she is also putting on her investigator hat because mm-hmm. she said clearly her ears are to the ground in Belize still. She's probably like the token white lady of her community.
Absolutely.
There's not many there.
Or if they are, they're all known. Like all 60. Yeah.
Yes. So she's like, I think I'm gonna hear something. He sung a song about his ex at his last concert, and they actually left together. That's what people was texting me.
I'm
just trying to warn
you. He performed a song about some girl, and he left with the same girl.
The
lyrics mm-hmm. were real inappropriate. Sister, you good with that?
Like, are you okay with that?
Aunt Spring.
Was not really wanting to hear any of that. She's like, yeah. I trust him, like he wouldn't do that to me. Oh, backstory. They met because he went down there to visit her auntie
mm-hmm.
in Belize. And she posted, I don't know if it was Snapchat or Instagram or what she said. You know those, tap here to add your photo, the little stories? I feel yes. like she did one of them.
Yes.
Because she also had braids. Mm-hmm. You know, they love to get braids when they're in tropical places. He did one of those. He saw it. That to me means he was fishing.
Right.
Also, this is probably more likely. Or either that story thing, or you know how you can tag a location. If she mm-hmm. tagged a popular tourist destination.
Yeah.
He was probably
on the scout, like, uh-huh.
You know, scrolling through there to see who could be his next victim.
Right.
So, yeah, they were talking as friends. She said she knew his music a little bit. So she was kind of fangirling at first. And then they kind of decided to take things more seriously. And he's telling her things like, oh, we're going to have such cute babies. Like, I'm going to marry you. Oh.
That's a unique Caribbean trope on this show. They be getting these white women with this baby talk.
No.
Would our babies be so cute?
I never thought about a baby before.
Right.
That man telling you that.
Mind you, I got six with other white women. So I know exactly what this baby going to come out looking like.
I have one in Canada, one in the UK, one in Australia.
One on Flatbush, yup. Ooh. Ciao.
And I don't want to be with none of y'all.
Oh my God.
Oh, she is all getting ready to go. Her will be down there at the same time. There will be some overlap. I feel like, again, she has on the blonde a tell-all ponytail, so I fear she is really going to stir when they're down there, so looking forward to that.
Right.
But one of the things that really threw me at the end, I think we see her on her way to Belize.
Yeah, this one let me know that her screws ain't. She'll do anything he say. And her screws don't wrap too tight.
There's no screw at all.
Yeah.
The hole is strict. Because watch. No. Are they even going to let her bring that?
I feel like just
going through customs is really, they're touch and go about like food items you can.
I feel like for smell reasons, they shouldn't.
And she didn't even have sense enough to put it in a proper Tupperware.
That's what I'm saying. CLA. Like, actually, typically you actually, can, you need to but stay home. Because you're irresponsible and you're inconsiderate, you can't. You cannot bring that, and we're canceling your ticket. No,
no, please. Actually, we're not going to let you through.
Yeah, think about what you did.
Yeah, so we'll see more of them next week. I fear she is. What they say, rose-colored glasses, but I fear hers are just blacked out. She can't see nothing.
Because she don't want to.
She does not want to.
She heard and all that like, stuff her aunt was saying and said, shut up.
I can be myself. I don't have to be stig with her. I can be earnest. I'm like, oh, Lord.
Right. And I love how we're just like, child, whatever. To everything he said.
Yeah, I don't believe anything he says. Not one bit.
There's really no need. There's really, really no need. He's yeah. Okay, Stig. Whatever you say.
Yeah, but that was pretty much it for them. Can't wait to see what develops and what she finds. I feel like she gonna find out that he got some kids she don't know about.
Right.
Or he got a long time girlfriend that you don't know about. I feel like, I don't know, he gonna play the long game.
Yeah, he got goals. He's trying to be an American artist.
Yeah, absolutely.
he got to hit the state, so he got things he got to do and address first.
Where does she live? Arizona? Yeah, when he get here, he's going to disappear to either Florida or New York.
Houston, which is like secretly in the middle and still treacherous and dangerous for him to somebody like him to be at.
But yeah, that's them.
All right. I think we just bring it home with Forrest and Sheena then.
Yeah, I think so. We didn't see Laura with the best male friend.
No.
And I feel like I don't know if that was in the maybe that was a preview for next week. We're finally like diving a little bit deeper into Lisa and Daniel, the Nigerian
guy
and the former lesbian.
Yes.
So,
well, we'll get into them soon. So, Sheena and Forrest. Okay, last week we were considering like, yo, is Sheena taking advantage of him? How has this dynamic come to be?
1-to-1.
They're a match made in heaven. That's actually that's a divine connection right there. There are a few things that are meant to be them. They're like this. They see each other. They see each other very, very well. Sheena does something medical, though.
Is a vet.
Okay, because I was like, I know I've seen a scrub and at least a little stethoscope. So we'll see. Mm-hmm. She's a vet. And she takes care of business. She's living on her own. They're both living on their own. So, you know, it's fine. It's more of like a social match made in heaven more than anything. Yes. And she loves Horace. She adores him. She thinks the world of him. She used to have
them doing the workout video in the beginning together.
Yes. She used to have a good relationship with his mom, but things have just been going left as of late. And she's really concerned when they come, like how it's going to be and how it's going to go. We do see them work because Sheena got surveillance on Forrest. It's not a two-way street, but that's how he wants it, I guess. they were working out together because they were like, yeah, we both gained some weight. So we're going to hit this cardio up real quick and we're going to get our mind right. Both just flailing around, having a good time.
Movement is movement. Cardio.
Okay. Why we gotta follow some dance steps? I'm moving, aren't I? Thank you. So, yeah, they're dancing and having fun, and I don't know, they're very adorable together. They take a break, and of course, it's like, you know what we should do when we get to the Philippines? We should get some cake after we work out because it's balanced. It's balanced.
Right after that.
And felt for us. Felt.
Just burned 50 calories. Now let's go eat a 600 calorie piece of cake. Yeah.
Because burning that 50 hurt. So we got to do something about it.
It may not be good for my hips, but the cake is going to heal my heart.
Yeah.
That's what matters.
And then I'll be ready to come back for another 50. Don't worry about what I already did. Don't worry about that part. Let's focus on the 50.
The math with math in the okay.
Hey, we're not here to do equations. We're not here to do all that. They started talking about her parents, and he was just saying, like, in the past, like, you know, what they've done to us is so terrible, how they've taken your money. I just don't feel like it's fair. Basically, I'm gonna get you a better. I'm the knight in shining armor right now, and I'm gonna rescue my princess. Oh, get ready, Philippines, because I'm on the way. Immediately the next day, we learned that Sheena's parents had been taking this money yet again. She was supposed to have over the past year about $4,000 saved up, to help with everything, like the K-1 process, the move, all the jazz, all the things. And we learned yet again, them parents took that money. Nobody's happy. Forrest is very, very upset.
I just feel like she needs to tell the truth. They're not taking it. They're you're giving it to them, whether they're hollering, cussing, screaming, telling you you're stupid, you're still right. handing it over.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
I don't tricky. Know. I thought it was something like, oh, she keeps it in a cup in her room and she lives with them, so they're like just taking it.
Right.
But no, she giving it to them. Don't cry now, girl. You're going to be crying when you can't move to the U.S.
Right. Like, I mean, no one's even in their 20s here. Like, I'm a little confused. I feel like, honestly, both of their parents seem to be stepping in and inserting themselves because of, like, fear of them getting scammed. So they're like, I'm gonna take control over this part.
Yeah. And I feel like, I don't know, familial relations in countries like that are strong. It's like,
yeah,
like extended family live together.
And yeah,
it's just kind of expectation that the child will see about and take care of their parents. So I feel like it's that kind of thing. Her parents are probably telling her, like, you're saving your money to go be with this man in the U.S.
That right, could be and, you know, to you. And you know, and your aunt needs hip surgery. Poor. Yeah,
exactly. It's that thing. And she probably cry and give it to them.
Yeah, yeah, they're definitely guilting her out of that money, which is wrong because she worked hard for that. They are about to leave though, so this is like bad timing for news like this. Like, literally the flight is, but the bags are packed, genuinely the bags are packed, like what the heck, what in the world. But okay, Forrest hates this news, but he's like, I gotta move forward. If anything, this is more of a reason to go get her. Yeah, got to see it through, my boy. Okay, I fear I gotta keep going forward. His mom is immediately pissed.
Immediately, like, also has to stop to his mom.
Yeah, yeah. Immediately pissed. She goes over to his house to, you know, oh, are you ready? You got everything? Your affairs in order? Whatever, whatever. I thought initially he was only going with that backpack.
I thought that too.
But then when we saw him in the airport, he did have a little mini suitcase, but that could be just shoes. He got underwear, a toothbrush, and a credit card.
No, really. A pair of pants and a shirt. And then plus what he got on, two outfits for 3 weeks. Yeah,
right. Because he was like, oh, well, we're going to shop when we get there. So I was like, oh, my fault, big spender. My bad.
No.
Excuse me.
Excuse literally.
The heck out of me, child. Right. It's like, oh, hey, look at me in your business. My fault. Yeah, like we already know his parents are going. This is his stepfather's first time on a flight.
The mama too.
The two, and honestly, you could tell how they was acting in the airport.
I literally cackled. Oh, amazing. My gosh, while we're here, girl, you are literally curbside.
you actually just, it's gonna get better. You didn't see anything exciting.
Nothing.
Oh man, I'm trying to think now. What are the good airports to That would be like good first time airports. I think New LaGuardia.
New LaGuardia is doing
New LaGuardia.
Something.
Okay. That one in Madagascar that we saw. Clearly, yeah, gorgeous. Like
Singapore has a good one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And probably some in Dubai.
Yeah. If you want to piss them off and give them exposure therapy, Atlanta. Okay. You know?
You would never fly again.
Right, right, right. If you never want them to go anywhere.
Also, Miami is a lot to deal with as well.
Yeah, I've been in the Miami airport a couple of times. It's insane. Every it's time insane. I'm like, where am I? Like,
no, I'm literally 3 miles from my gates.
Yeah, no, okay, and here's my truck. I'll see you at sunset.
Right, 52-minute walk.
Right, it's like, okay, great. Thank you so much, security. Thank you.
It's hilarious. technically functioning, but he the one who got the tism.
Yes.
The one who having to navigate. He even said, like, two grown children through the airport. They want to stop and take a picture of everything. Everything is wild. Wow.
As soon as the bag started toppling over, I would have needed a second.
And the I would have needed a minute. Dropped. I'm like, oh.
You're talking about, oh, well, we gonna eat them. Hey, hold on. The dynamic that he has with his mom, hey, I'm not a son, so I don't know the mother-son dynamic. But Why are you telling him that you and your husband want to join the Mile High Club? That's letting me know that you don't have, I don't know if you got friends like that, because this is a conversation for your homegirl and not your son.
Absolutely, but they went to
the lingerie shop. So yeah. why am I shocked? I don't know. My bad. That's on me for being confused.
Again, things weird happen with him. I fear. Yeah, she seems to be a type to invite him in the room to see so he can learn.
But yeah,
when it's his turn.
It's something. It's definitely something. Even on the flight. Girl, if I was in that window seat and you talking through past me to somebody else in a window seat, y'all are too far from each other. Send a text message.
Also, I feared this because they've had, I think they had like 4 legs to their trip.
Yeah.
This is too, far too much for it to be their first flight. Please.
This
y'all
is
should have practiced flying somewhere else first.
Yeah, they're in Oregon, so they should have been in California. Okay. Yeah,
that's it.
If you want to get a little crazy, do a little New York, a little East Coast. That's a long flight.
It is a long
thing. Immediately to traveling days on a plane is crossing time zones. It's rough. Yeah. And they're like crossing so many. They're basically going backwards. From, yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
They've literally crossed the world. And I fear their flight probably went the back way.
Yeah.
I feel like that would have made more sense.
Yeah, instead of but going like over Europe and stuff.
The whatever they from to Seattle to. It wasn't Tokyo. It was somewhere in that region and mm-hmm. then down to the Philippines. Yeah, they went backwards.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a lot of traversing for people who are on their first flight. But, you know, they're getting it through.
And I fear he had to get the brunt of his mama's. Yeah, because he even said. Daddy, I don't even talk that much.
Yes. On even before they got to the airport and like all the amazement in the car, they were talking about Sheena and this whole dynamic. And you know, mom's getting riled up. She's like, "Yeah, I'm gonna get some answers. Okay, I need to know what's he and what's going on. Like, I don't like none of this. Da, 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 da." You know, she's trying to be a mom about it. But her husband is like, well, like, we got to be mindful of cultural differences. And
mm-hmm.
She might they not have as much choice as we think. So,
smart man.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they seem to be complete opposite.
Yes.
He looked a little native. I don't know if they said that.
They didn't say, but I was like, oh, well. And also where you're from. You probably are.
No, clearly.
They've been together for like 20 some, about at least 20 years.
Yeah, because he said since he was 12 or 13.
Yeah, and he's 32 now. You know, he loves the advice and appreciates it, and he's like a nice calm in the midst of his mom's storm. So that was cute.
Literally.
Yeah, and then the whole escalator, not the escalator, but you know, the slide thing at the airport, they went the wrong way. It was just so funny, but very. Sitcom-ish, like all the stuff that they were doing.
Literally like babies.
Very, very much so. Very much so. I think that was it for them. We just saw them trying to get there.
Yeah, I don't think we saw anything additional.
We usually have a couldn't be me segment, but it's still very early.
It is still very early. But I wouldn't want this to be me.
Right.
Since we don't have this full contact, I'm gonna go with I'm actually gonna go with Forrest. And I feel like travel is stressful enough knowing that I'm gonna be in and out of planes for the next 24 to 36 hours probably. Parents are just aggravating.
Right.
So having to literally wrangle them through multiple airports in multiple countries.
No.
It would give me anxiety, and I would just have to pretend I didn't know them and hope they make
everybody. Everybody would literally have a lanyard. Do not take this like lanyard off. This has your passport, your phone, maybe some sunglasses. I don't know, a little lip gloss if you feel like you need that. All your responsible things, don't ask me. It should be on your chest.
you know, please.
And stay in
read the single, signs.
Read the signs. Stay in a single file line and tell me if you're going somewhere.
Yeah. Actually, air tag them.
Yeah, I don't trust you. Yeah.
You know how they walk the kids on field trips through the city?
With the leash. Oh, yeah. No, you're, no, that's even better. You need the little chain link thing, and I'm right at the base of this thing. Okay? You're not getting too far without me. Yeah, because you can't handle it.
it's too much, and it's stressing me out.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
was stressed for him. Like, I cannot.
I couldn't imagine.
Navigate that.
I cannot.
I'm tired. My girl, she done gave away all our money.
Like, right. And here my mom go, look, taking pictures of the plants in the airport.
No, really. Oh my.
Please. Asking TSA to take pictures. Like, is they have a job to do. Everyone's working here. Please. Like, I don't know what to tell you. I will pick Trish for now. She is too young and turnt to be having to prove herself to some man very, very far away.
Yeah.
I think proving yourself
to... You're not even real for real.
Right. I think proving yourself to a man is already, why are we doing that? But one that's so far away and doesn't trust the basic ins and outs of your day, you could actually just stop talking to him.
I feel like I could not be fully committed if never met you.
Right.
First of all, long distance without an established relationship already just
we're
seems
pen pals.
Like literally homegirls.
Yeah.
Because what is actually going on? I don't know you. I literally could block you right now and that's it.
And my day is unchanged. My day is unchanged.
So you to be hounding me, where you at? What you no.
Yeah, no. That doesn't make any sense. This is supposed to be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, you too lit, girl.
Yeah, yeah. You're too yeah, no way. But that's what happens when you like them older. And she likes them older.
She does. And I feel like older guys, especially like Rick, he wants to keep his youth. I feel like he's gonna be obsessed with her. Even at the airport, he was like, I know that you're my final girl. Something like that. It's like you've seen her for 2 seconds. How you know for real? First of all, you still gotta break the news that you was fondling with other folks.
Right.
In those 5 days.
You coming into this real, real short because you been there, done that. She ain't been there and done nothing. Okay?
Nothing.
Give her a little second. But, you know, whatever. Whatever. Yeah. That's us. That's the show. Mm-hmm. Episode 3. Coming this week? Yeah, I gotta be coming this week. They never take time off.
Quite literally never.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Twitter, Blue Sky at 808 Pod. And we'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.